Hello, everyone. This is Michelle Birdie, and you're listening to The Wordsworth from the Moscow Times. What I love about the Russian language, every subject, no matter how mundane it may seem, can lead you down the rabbit hole of subtle distinctions, changing usages, and surprising discoveries. What I loathe about the Russian language, the damn rabbit hole. This week, I thought I'd quickly finish up on words for the men in our lives, specifically the young and very young ones. But it got confusing fast. How old is otrok, a boy? Is he younger or older than podrostok, an adolescent? What about parni, young guys? Yunoshi, youths? All of them are young men, but which word do I use to describe my 13-year-old neighbor, and which one fits the college kid next door? My discovery, the reason it's a bit confusing for us English speakers is that we divide up age groups differently. But let's start small. In fact, let's start very small. When born, a little boy or a little girl is mladenets, an infant. Unless you're a parent or a close family member, you might never ever see a newborn child. By tradition, no one is allowed in to see little Vasya until he's 3 months old. Then he's rybonok, a child, or the old-fashioned and more poetic dityá, also a child. When Vasya has just been fed and is sweetly staring, or rather sweetly appearing to stare, into his mother's eyes, he might be called kroshka, moppet, sweetie, babykins, literally little crumb, something tiny and soft and delicious. Or he might be malish, little one, an all-purpose affectionate word for the very littlest human beings. What is the age span for malish? It apparently depends on the speaker. The famous kiddie show that has helped parents and grandparents get generations of kids into bed every night since 1964 is called Spokojnoj Nochi, Malishi, Good Night, Little Ones, and it is watched by kids from when they can sit up to the first grades in school. Большое значение для адаптации малыша к школьным нагрузкам имеет уровень его дошкольной подготовки. How well a child will adapt to the pressures of schoolwork depends on his or her preschool preparation. For others, малыш is a little boy or a little girl through the toddler stage, like this one learning to eat. Дайте ложку малышу и направляйте ее своей рукой ему в рот. Give the baby the spoon and use your hand to guide it into his mouth. Of course, for most parents, their children are always their children, here affectionately called малышки. Малышки вы, малышки, скоро уж мамами будете, а для нас, стариков, все равно малышки. You're kids, you're always kids, and even though you'll be moms yourselves soon, to us old folks, you're still kids. So feel free to call your significant other Malish whenever he's sweet. Next up, Malchik, a.k.a. Malchishichka, Malchishka, Malchonka, Malchonok, Malchonochik, Malchonochka, Malchuga, Malchugan, Malchugashka. As a general rule of thumb, the more syllables, the greater the affection. Although the diminutives ending in a consonant might be a little bit derogatory. In other words, it's better to be a sweet little malchonka than a naughty little malchugan. These are generally little boys up to adolescence, although that does not guarantee that they will be regarded as little boys. Моему мальчику только 10 лет осенью, а им уже девочки интересуются. My little boy will turn 10 this autumn, but the girls are already interested in him. But sometimes, мальчик can refer to adult young men, often to stress their youth, and in many cases, to stress their youth very sadly. Очень жаль тех мальчиков, что были расстреляны на баррикадах. I'm really sorry for those boys who were shot and killed on the barricades. Парень, паренек, and парнишка are all lads that vary in age from the youngest парнишка, a kid, maybe about up to 13 years old, through парень, a guy, who can be an adult man, albeit a young one. And while I would not say this is an absolute rule, in general, парень is a good guy. Or perhaps it's better to say it the other way around. If a lad is bad, he's specified as плохой парень, a bad guy. But if he's pretty good, he's probably just парень. Коля – простой рабочий парень завода, отслуживший в армии. Коля is a simple working-class lad who had left his factory to serve in the army. With the next step up, age-wise, отрок, we leave contemporary lexicon, but we begin to see some intercultural confusion. In English, we divide age groups this way. A boy until age 13, a teenager or adolescent, age 13 to age 20, and then young man, usually starting with the 20-somethings. Only the word youth, or youth, as they say in Brooklyn and the Bronx, can refer to either an older adolescent or a young man. But let's take a look at Leo Tolstoy's books, Детство, Отрочество, Юность, Childhood, Boyhood, Youth. I've done my usual incredibly unscientific poll of Russian speakers to find out that детство, childhood, stretches from the time the boy begins to walk until he is about 10 or 12 years old. Отрочество, boyhood, when in Tolstoy's time he was отрок, is from about age 10 to 16. And юность, youth, from about age 16 to 23. Some people think юность ends with high school at about age 18, and then from there through his 20s, he's молодой человек, a young man. Where we English speakers perceive one age category, adolescence, from age 13 to 20, Russian speakers see two, about 13 to about 16, once отрок, now подросток or парень, and about 16 to 23, юноша, a youth. I think I prefer the Russian age division, since putting a 13-year-old and a 19-year-old in the same age and maturity category is just plain wrong. Except, of course, when the 19-year-old or the 35-year-old or the 55-year-old acts like a 12-year-old. This is often, but not always, a reaction to drinking a lot of very strong spirits, when climbing naked onto a bridge seems like a brilliant idea. In this case, as one of my male friends says, мужчина всю жизнь мальчик, a man is always a boy. Hey, you didn't hear it from me. That's all for this week. До встречи на следующей неделе. Пока!